Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. King Shah. Say that.
Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many members, one body. Keep the rest of still God. Still going hard. Then they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many members, one body. Keep it fresh, still God. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that.
Yeah, they wonder how we do that. Christ praise these two friends. Gotta tell you where my mood at. Mountains, they go move that. Holy pistol, I'ma shoot that. Dang, dang, demons, lay back. Better watch where you pray at. Shot on top like a wedge. Chase, save, know they hate that. Ray J when I sing that. One wish, I'ma pray that. Watch the wife if you look that. It's out, it's out, it's out. Head smoking like a coffee. Not do what I'm a cop. I guess you gotta learn the hard way.
When it come to praise, we do it all day. Shout out to the Father Yahweh.
Yahweh.
And my prayer stands bowfing. We coming through screaming, holler. New year, and we about to bring it to you. Already rich without chasing moolah. The world ain't helping Christians make maneuvers. Speak the truth, they never needed their approval.
Nah.
The word is God saying, mama. I don't really care what they talking about. I'ma make the point, faking with the rock. Jorting in the air with the tongue out. Get a beat, hot, fucking verse, dope. But recognize from the first quote. We are bold in Christ when we hold the mic. Homie, get it. Right,
yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many members, one body. Keep the fresh, still God. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. 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 Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many members, one body. Keep the fresh, still God. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that.
You gotta call a better answer than your past in hell. I don't care about the hell. I'm trying to make it into hell. I'm trying to save all my bread. Get a Bible, that's my way.
Yeah,
I'm strong, get in the Lord. No, I'm never flex. Y'all want the green like CeeLo. See your soul get repo.
Give me that.
Spirit fix Home Depot. I want the hardest trio. Castor, gotta be the chemo. Yeah, write it in Creole.
Yeah,
gotta be my hero. To follow the cheat code.
Don't play games with God, he got the cheat code. Jesus gave his life to save people. Spirit give us orders, we go. Ain't seen the type of Christmas people. We be up in the streets for real though. Telling brothers what they're gonna kill folks. This is working so, they feel hopeless though. That's what they sit and lean and pop a pill for. Trying to lead us to the Savior. To repent from evil type behavior. And the favor from the Creator. We will teach you also keep you in prayer. We are more than just a rap guy. We are saved, sanctified, and baptized. My goal is only to impact lives. Hope the sound guides you like a backline.
Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many members, one body. Keep the fresh, still God. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. 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 Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many members, one body. Keep the fresh, still God. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. 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 And they wonder how we do that.
Greetings and blessings to each and every one of you. Welcome to the Prophetic Sound Podcast, hosted by Prophetic One Ministries. I am Apostle Letitia Smith, and I am so blessed for each and every one of you that are here, that will be listening even later. There is much that the Lord has in store for us tonight. Amen and amen. And our scripture reading has been coming out of 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 9. And the Lord wants us to know that our weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty for the pulling down of strongholds. And so tonight we are here to give you practical nuggets, things that you can use every day to increase your faith, to increase your prayer life. And today we are speaking about increasing your maturity through spiritual growth and development. And we happen to have my spiritual mother, the woman of God, who has chosen to love me and believe in me since the very beginning, amen, before there was a title and before there was a name, amen. The woman of God is a profound author. Her latest book, amen, is oh my goodness, possibly going to kill me. I'm going to let her introduce her latest book because I am literally going flat right now. She has multiple books. Actually, my favorite book of hers is called Shift. So if you haven't picked up, there you go, Destiny Decoded, praise God. That is the newest book, amen. And if you haven't picked up Apostle Chiffon Foster, Dr. Apostle Chiffon Foster's books, you need to gather those nuggets, amen. They are powerful. They will give you tools for victory, for overcoming, for life, amen, to be able to orchestrate and move through life in a creative and successful way, amen. And so tonight I have asked Dr. Chiffon to come on and to begin to share with us nuggets of spiritual growth and development. Many of us have been searching, and this is one of the things that I've seen in the body of believers as the Lord has allowed me to travel the country and continents, amen. I one thing that is a common theme is that people are always looking to grow in God. How do I grow in God? How do I develop that maturity that helps me to run the race that is not for the swift but for those who endure? And so I am big on teaching. I tell people all of the time, and I'm a very prophetic individual, but prophetic without teaching can be very dangerous, amen? If you don't have that foundation, if you don't have that sword in your hand, how can you fight, correct? So we're going to talk about that tonight. We're going to talk about it in practicality. I'm going to give people a chance to kind of weigh in at the end. I'm going to ask if you have social media on tonight, please share one of the blessings that God did for us just recently as we actually reached 1.1K listeners. And so we are doing something that God has blessed and he is breathing on. This is not something that I could do on my own, but I need each and every one of you to be you so that I could be me, amen. So I'm going to ask you, please share on your social medias, text your friends, amen. Let them know there is a word in due season being released on the earth realm right now in the name of Jesus. Again, this is hosted by Prophetic One Ministries. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Prophetic Wind Ministries. You can email us at propheticwindministries@gmail.com. We are also an intercessory ministry. If you need prayer, you need that time spent for people that know how to pray and kind of zone in on that prayer need, please contact us. That is what we do. Amen. And so without further ado, I don't want to tarry the time. I honor my mother and the apostle of the hour, Dr. Chiffon Foster. God bless you, woman of God. How are you today?
Grace and peace to you, Apostle, and to your listeners. I am doing well. First of all, I want to honor the very presence of God that is flowing through the airways at this very prophetic moment in time. And thank you once again. I count it a joy. It is an honor, and it's very humbling to be able to share your platform. So time, when we have platforms and spaces that God has given unto us and that he has caused us to birth, we have to be very careful who we allow to come onto our platform, because our hearts and our minds must be aligned with the things of the kingdom. So it is an honor to be able to serve tonight. I am humbled. I am doing well. I pray you and yours are doing well. as well. And I'm excited about the training tonight, the teaching tonight, and whatever God is going to do in these moments that we have together in this prophetic moment in time. I yield my notes, and everything that I've studied is on the altar. We're just going to allow God to flow tonight. Amen.
Amen. Amen, woman of God. You know what is exciting? First of all, let me tell you that if you don't have your notepads and your pens out, that is not a suggestion. That is going to be a mandate, because I know this woman of God is going to give you nugget upon nugget upon nugget, and it's not going to be something that you're just going to remember. Amen. This is the season that we have to study to show ourselves approved, and so we want to be good students in the things of God. Amen. So make sure you have your pen. Make sure you have your paper, amen, and make sure that you write down the things of God as he is speaking them to you, because I know that you're going to carry something of necessity away from this broadcast. This is not just any broadcast. When the Lord spoke to me about the need for a teaching on spiritual growth and development, he spoke to me concerning this woman of God in particular. And how many of you know that there is a voice in the earth for everything that God has for you? Amen. And so what this woman of God has studied, she has poured out, she has sweated over, she has teared over. And how many of you know a word can't come through a prophet without coming to the prophet? So there was definitely things
right.
that she had to grasp herself and take the horns of the altar for herself. Amen. And so do not take it lightly that the Lord has sent a vessel to speak on tonight. And so at this time, I am going to release the mic, Apostle. It is your platform at this point. Know that you have all the time in the world. You'll hear a countdown, but I actually have some quite a bit of time scheduled after the countdown. So just have your way. Let God use you and be a blessing to the people of God.
Amen. Once again, I pray that everyone has something to take notes with. Once again, I have some notes, but I am totally yielding. So some things I may say, matter of fact, there will be some things that I may say that are just going to come right off from heaven. And so one of the first things I want to talk about concerning spiritual development and growth and maturity, and I believe because we honor time, I'm just going to go right into really the construct of what it means to be spiritually developed and how we get to spiritual maturity. One of the first things we need to understand is that our growth, we must take personal responsibility for that. Let me say that one more time. We must take spiritual growth. Now, God has placed in the body those pastors, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers, those spiritual parents, if you will, that are used as tools, as his mouthpiece, to be able to communicate his counsel and his will, to be able to communicate the constructs and the context of Scripture. But at the moment that the meal is prepared at the table, it is our responsibility to do the eating. I do not leave my spiritual growth up to no man or woman. I understand that they are there to instruct me. I understand that they are there to guide me in the things of God, but it is my responsibility as an individual believer to make sure that after I have that Sunday morning experience or that Wednesday night experience, that I am continuing to pursue. And I want you to write that down in your notes, that it is my pursuit, the degree to which I pursue God, is the degree to which I grow. My God, today, the degree to which I pursue him, capital H-I-M, is the degree to which I will see my own spiritual life grow and flourish. Spiritual development. Now, that word development is, there's a definition that says it's the process that creates growth. So what that means is that spiritual development is not a one-time thing. Spiritual development is going to take place until we close our eyes and see him face to face. Every day we should be developing our spiritual muscles in some type of way. Now, I'm going to say something that I pray that gives a shock to your spiritual system, and this is a nugget that I want everyone to take away. Here we go. You can't grow everywhere. Your environment matters. Let me say that one more time. You can't grow everywhere. Your environment matters. So what that means is, as I'm pursuing God in my daily walk, as I'm pursuing God in my individual spiritual relationship, where I place my soul and the covering that God puts over my soul, it must be a God-ordained thing. It must be a divine connection, because much like in the natural world, we're going to get very practical, and then we're going to go supernatural, and then we're going to come back to the natural. Much like in the natural, we have certain flowers that can't flourish in certain areas. They have to be, in order for them to grow, in order for them to flourish, they have to flourish in certain soil. Catch it. They can't flourish in all soil. They can't flourish in all areas or regions the globe. There are certain flowers that can only be put in certain soil in order for those flowers to grow. And not only the soil, but we begin to understand that those flowers must be planted in the right soil at the right season. That's why I said that you can't grow everywhere. And depending upon your purpose and depending upon your destiny, you must make sure that you allow God to direct your path to the soil. Catch it. To the soil that is needed for your future. Because there are certain churches, every church has an assignment. Let me say that every church has an assignment. We have certain churches that are assigned to help grow people. We have other churches that are assigned to help deliver them. We have other churches that may be assigned that will be almost a caring center for them as they transition. Now, am I advocating church hopping? Absolutely not. I believe in being rooted. I believe in being grounded in one place. However, you must make certain that the place that you decide to plant your roots in has the capacity to make sure that you're growing according to the purpose and the potential that God has placed on your life. You can't grow everywhere, and your environment matters. Spiritual maturity must be a daily pursuit. Spiritual maturity must be a daily pursuit. It must not only be a daily pursuit, it must become a priority. Pursuit, priority. And it becomes my responsibility to make sure that I am pursuing him and him alone. It is my responsibility to make sure that he, everyone else, and over everything else. We're talking about how to develop our spiritual walk. Because here's the reality. There is what is called the milk of the word, and there is what is called the meat of the word. Milk is for those foundational new believers, new saints, who are not the spiritual digestion. Digestive system is not equipped enough to eat the more weightier things of the word. So part of your pursuit should be to transition from the elementary things of God, which is the milk of the word, and transition into the weightier things of God, which is the meat of the word. But it still goes back to those two words, pursuit, my God, and priority. Now, just like I said, you can't grow everywhere. Your environments matter. Part of your spiritual maturity is understanding that your destiny has a diet. Wow. Part of understanding your spiritual walk and your spiritual maturity you must understand that your destiny has a diet. And just like in the natural, there are certain things that are good, that's good for our physical bodies. There are certain things that are good for us nutritionally. It's the same thing that comes with your spiritual walk. Your purpose, your destiny, your future has a certain diet that's been tailor-made specifically for you. And in order to walk in the fullness of who God called you to walk as, in order to be the mature believer, you have to understand, am I eating the right thing as it is assigned to my destiny? Your destiny has a diet. And based upon, going back one point, based upon the environment that you are assigned to, you must now make sure that the diet that you are partaking of is equating to your spiritual progress. Wow. It's creating, it's level to your spiritual progress, your spiritual walk. Because many of us, here we go down the track. Many of us are eating things in our diet, and we should be a little further along. Okay, so let me give you practicality for that. When a baby is first born, a baby is dependent upon the milk and the nutrition from the mother. But as that baby begins to what? Develop. As that baby begins to grow, they go from drinking the breast milk of the mother to begin drinking a bottle. And as that baby continues to develop, they go from the breast milk to the bottle, and then they go to baby food. And then the next stage is that table food. And so what happens with many of us is, here we go, we are dealing, a lot of us, with arrested development. Because how many of you understand, sometimes life has a way of knocking the wind out of us. We are dealing right now as not only a nation, we are dealing as a world with this particular pandemic that we are in. That, in essence, is a blow. It has knocked the wind out of many of us. And we have to be careful, even in this season that we are in, that we do not begin to experience arrested development. Because when life hits, there's a cliche, I think it is with Morton Salt, I believe, that says when it rains, it pours, right? And because we are in what we're in right now as a world, many people are allowing fear, chaos, confusion, doubt, the unknown to cause their spiritual walk to be arrested right where we are. And so even in this season that we are in, we have to have patience of being arrested spiritually right where we are because of the fear, because of the unknown, because of the chaos, because of the many voices that are saying many things. That's why I said at the top of my training or my teaching or our discussion that growth is a personal responsibility that we each must have. Growth is about not just the man or woman of God articulating and communicating what the Bible has to say, but it goes beyond a Sunday experience. It goes beyond a Wednesday night experience. Your spiritual walk is part of the tools that you have to be able to fight against the warfare that is coming against you. That's why the Bible begins to talk about for us to work out our own soul salvation with fear and trembling. It did not leave my spiritual development up to my pastor, up to my spiritual parent or my spiritual coach. My development, my walk with God is a responsibility that I must take hold of. It's about how it is important to understand that you can't grow everywhere. You've got to make sure you're in the right environment that's going to challenge you, because anything that doesn't challenge you is not going to change you. Wow. Anything that does not challenge you is not going to change you. So you have to make sure that the spiritual diet and the spiritual environment is a diet and an environment that is from your future. Wow. Did you get that? You must make sure that your environment and your diet is from your future, because as the man or woman of God begins to speak, they will pull you to your future because they've already been in your future according to the word of God. But when it comes to your personal responsibility, what does not challenge you is not going to change you. And many times we find ourselves in environments that feel good. We find ourselves in environments that gives us goose pimples, but it doesn't change us, challenge us. It doesn't correct us. It just makes us feel good. And spiritual development has nothing to do with our feelings. Spiritual development has nothing to do with our emotions. Spiritual development has everything to do with the process and the journey that we're on to become more like Him. So spiritual development is the development of our character and personality to reflect Jesus Christ. Notice I haven't said anything in the past probably 10 or 15 minutes that has anything to do with the title. It has nothing to do with your function. It has nothing to do with our who we are in as far as position. We're talking about something that is beyond a title, beyond a function, beyond a position. We're talking about my walk that I walk before God each and every day. Spiritual development by which and by where I become more and more like Christ. My character, my nature, and my personality reflects Christ. So when I'm out in the marketplace, when I'm out in the world, even when I'm with my family, they should see Jesus. Wow. They should see Him by the way that I respond. They should see Christ by the way that I communicate. They should see Christ in my work ethic. They should see Christ in my relationship. They should see Christ when I'm just out and about doing my normal daily things. That's a part of spiritual development. It is the process by which we reflect. We reflect, we represent, we present again who God is in the earth. Something very important God told us at the very beginning in Genesis chapter 1 and 26, that A part, okay? Genesis 1 and 26. And God begins, and He says, let us make man or humankind or human being in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion. And then the scripture completes itself. But I want to deal with that first section when it says, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion. From the very beginning, in the mind of God, the purpose, for part of the purpose of creation, was to be a reflection of the Creator. Wow. Part of the purpose of creation was to be a reflection, again, of the Father. So when we would be in the world, not of the world, but when we would be in the world, we would, the people, would see us, they would be introduced to God. Isn't that a powerful purpose statement? That when people look at us, they should be able to see God, because we were created in His image and in His likeness. Has nothing to do with function, has nothing to do with titles. We're talking about our journey that we take every day with God. Now, as we transition, we must understand something that many of us are beginning to see because we've been thrust into this present season of this pandemic. This season is really a season of revelation of those who are like Him in image and likeness versus those who have been pretending to be like Him. See, what this season has done for us, has done for the body, and you're going to begin to see this as we transition through this season. This is the season that the Bible prophetically talks about when the Bible begins to say, let the wheat and the tare grow together, and I'll do the separating, meaning God will do the separating. We are in that place right now where the wheat have been growing, and there's going to be a separation. When we come out of this season, whoa, when we come out of this season, there's going to be a clear distinction upon those that are here and those who have been pretending to be here. Here, see, listen, the reality is we're all his creation, but we're not all his sons. Wow. We're all his creation, but we're not all his sons. And one of the things that this season is going to do, it is going to bring exposure to the bride. Thank you, Father. Education to the real church. It's going to be almost as a rebirth that is going to take place, because what this season has done for us, woman of God, it has caused us to be able to do a hard reset. Let me say that one more time. What this season has done for many of us who are tuned in and tapped into what heaven is saying, God gave us, he allowed us to have a hard reset, and we didn't even know we needed a hard reset. That's the mercy and grace of God in this season. He's given us a hard reset. He's given us time. There's a window of time that God has given us as we're on this spiritual walk, as we're being developed, as we're in this process. He's given us in this window of time to get ourselves together. That's why our season is going to be a season of great revelation. Some people call it exposure, but it's going to be a great season of revelation, because I believe out of this season, the true church is going to rise up. Out of this season, the bride is going to rise up. This is a season of a hard reset that many of us didn't even know that we needed. And God is going to leverage this season, and he's going to use this season to develop many of us on the fast track. Now, I'm not saying this word is not for everyone, but it is for somebody. God is going to use this season, because now that we have been called into our homes, now that the world has slowed down, God has the attention of his creation. Whether they acknowledge him as God or not, God has the attention of his creation. And in this time, with God having our attention, we have no other choice for a lot of us but to seek the face of God, to make sure that we are doing the necessary Christian disciplines every day. Because listen, beloved, we're going to come out of this season. And the question becomes, when we come out of this season, are we going to come out better than when we went in? So this is a time, as we're developing our spiritual walk, that we are maximizing the moment. We're maximizing spending time with God. Listen, concerning spiritual growth, remember I said two words, pursuit and priority. God just doesn't want to be at the top of your list. He wants the entire list. Wow. Wow. God does not just want to be at the top of your list. He wants the entire list. In other words, God does not want to be compartmentalized. God, you can be God over this, and you can be God over this, but this thing right here, I'm not quite sure. No, beloved, that's not how it works. God wants the entire list. He wants to be able to be the substance of every part. He wants to be the logic behind every choice you make. God wants to be the first one that you seek for an answer, that you seek for strategy. God wants every part of your life submitted to him. See, for many of us, the things that we're comfortable with and the things that we feel that we've overcome, God, you can have that. But there are spaces of our lives and parts of our journey that we hold back from God, things that you are comfortable with. I want everything. I want the entire list submitted to me at the altar. Because as you're growing and developing and maturing spiritually, one of the things you must understand is that your pursuit and the priority of your spiritual walk, that's the only way that you're going to have spiritual growth, is to make God Lord. See, there's a difference between God being Savior and he's being Lord. There's a difference between God being just your Savior and then you making him your Lord. Because when you make him your Lord, the entire list goes to him. Every compartment of your life is submitted to him. The good, the bad, the ugly is submitted to him. Every appetite, every desire, every goal, every dream, every hurt, every accomplishment belongs to him. And when you give everything to him, he is now able to go in and begin to mold and fashion your life so it can look like it's supposed to look according to his will for your life. There's a scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31, and it says something like this. It says, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. In other words, God, you're going to have glory not just in the things that I'm comfortable with, not just in the things that I have mastered, but you're going to be glory and you're going to be Lord, and I'm going to give it all to you. I'm going to make you not just Savior. I'm not just going to accept you as Savior, but I'm going to put you in your right position, yes, your right position as Lord of it all. Because as you're pursuing your walk with God, as you are developing your spiritual discipline, when you make God, when you put God in his right position, now God begins to turn around and he begins to order your steps. You begin to understand how to walk with God, and you begin to understand the different seasons with God. See, our spiritual walk not only has an environment that we need to be in, it not only has a diet that we need to operate in, but our spiritual walk, we have seasons with God. Wow. We have seasons with God. Just like we have four seasons, winter, spring, summer, and fall, there are different seasons that we have with God. And in order to develop our spiritual walk, we need to understand the seasons that we have with God. Because God will take us through a winter season, and he'll take us through a summer season, and he'll take us through a spring season, and we'll get to know the nature of God in those seasons. We'll get to know the character of God in those seasons. We'll get to know the personality of God in those seasons. As we traverse and as we travel and as we journey with God, we'll begin to understand the many different facets of who God is, the many different ways that God will move according to the season that you are in. You'll begin to see how God communicates differently in different seasons as you journey with him. You'll begin to see God manifest himself in different ways as you journey with him. Just when you think you get to know God will show you a different part of himself. Woo, I feel God's glory. Let me say that one more time. Just as you journey with God, and you think, oh, I got God all figured out, then he begins, oh, my God, I feel the weight. He begins to unfold another part of his personality. He begins almost like the peeling of a banana. God begins, just when you think that you got a handle on his personality, just when you think you know God as complete healer, he says, let me peel back something of my personality. Not only am I your healer, I'm your provider. And just when you get settled in God being your provider, he said, let me peel something back and let me show you how not only I can be your provider, but I'll be your protector. And just as you get to know God as your protector, he begins to peel back another layer of his personality, and you begin to see him as your shepherd. And just as you get into the bosom of God and understanding that he's your shepherd, he begins to pull another layer of personality, and you begin to experience him as your counselor. This is a season, and let me put a pen and a pause right there, a prophetic pause right there. This is the season. In this time that we're relegated to, for many of us and for most of us in our homes, God wants to reveal himself to you. I feel you, God. He wants to reveal his nature to you. He wants to reveal the different the different layers of his personality to you. This is the time, and that's why I said it was a hard reset that many of us didn't even know we needed, because this is the time we're going to see God in so many different ways, so many different ways that he's going to manifest his nature and his personality to you. So you've got to get still, man of God. You've got to be still, woman of God, and you've got to make your pursuit of him your priority, and making sure that you position him as not just Savior in your life, but as Lord in your life. And one of the last things as I end, so I can allow the woman of God to jump in and ask any questions of anyone who may have a question, just as we're pursuing him and just as we're making him a priority and just as we understand that growth is a personal responsibility, one of the last things I want to talk to you about, how to live in the Word. Now more than ever, we've got to live in the Word, because if we're not living in the Word, fear is going to take over. Chaos and confusion is going to take over. Mental depression, mental health is going to be challenged. So we must find ourselves living in the Word. That's why God said, I believe it is in Matthew 4:4, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. If you don't find yourself living in the Word, this situation that we're going through is going to overtake you. You've got to find yourself in the Word. And guess what? The strategies that you need right now is going to be found in the Word. The answers and the direction that you need for your household moving forward is going to be found in the Word. So every day, make it your priority to pursue God. Every day, make it your priority to put God in his right position. Every day, understand that your spiritual growth is your personal responsibility, because growth is a decision. You have to decide to grow. You have to want to grow. You have to make sure that you're rooted and grounded in an environment that challenges you to grow, that does not placate your emotions, does not cater to your feelings, but it caters to your capacity. I feel God. It caters to your capacity. And whether it is through discipline, whether it is through correction, whether it is through change or development, the environment that you're rooted and grounded in caters to your capacity, so that you can step right back in Genesis 1:26, when God said, let us make man, and we're going to make him in our image, and we're going to make him in our likeness. And when I release man, when I release this woman of God, when I release this boy and girl, they're going to be a direct reflection of what heaven looks like. They're going to be a representation to present again what the Creator looks like. Growth is our personal responsibility. Your maturity is literally in the palms of your hand, especially in this season. God wants to reveal so many different layers of his personality, woman of God. That's what I'm sensing. He wants to show the people that he's Jehovah Jireh. He wants to show the people that he is Jehovah Nissi. He wants to show the people that he is God, our banner. He wants to trust us to unlayer himself in all the many facets of his personality. And all the many different layers of who he is, he wants to develop an intimacy with us to be able to show us who he is in his totality. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I am in absolute agreement. And, you know, one of the things we have to remember is that the Word of God actually commands us to mature in the things of God, not just for ourselves, but for others. The Word tells us to teach others to observe the commandments. And if we don't mature in the things of God. We may be the only walking Bible epistle that people will
right.
ever see.
Right.
And I've heard it said that 95% of proclaiming the gospel is our living.
Yes.
Why? Because people watch us. You never know who's watching you, right? You
yes.
never know who's paying attention to the things that you may not even be paying attention to. So if your testimony isn't that of a mature saint, then you cannot blame the world for being like, well, I don't know if I want that that uncooked dough, you know?
Right.
And so,
right?
right? It's one of those things where this situation has caused us to be able to self-reflect. And the apostle used the term a hard reset. And for a very long time, I was preaching the recalibration. Amen. Getting recalibrated to the frequency of heaven so that you know that you are not just tuned in, but you are moving with the sound of heaven so that
yes.
your flesh is not being glorified.
Right.
Amen.
Yes.
And
amen.
And in 1 Corinthians 13 and 11, it tells us, when I was a child, I spake as a child. But when
yes.
I was a man, I gave up childish ways. There is a time in the things of God where the Lord's Spirit requires us to grow up in him.
Yes.
And
yes.
so I believe we are seeing that even the more, Apostle. And as you spoke it, we are seeing the separation of the tare and the wheat. We are having a clear understanding that there is a greater requirement being placed on us, and we are to be walking in the Spirit of God, not in the permissive will of God. I was listening to a really awesome prophet today. I'm not going to say names because, you know, I don't want to mention other people's names, but
mm-hmm.
one of the
mm-hmm.
things that was said that really blessed me was the fact that this person, who is known all over the world, had an encounter with God that made him realize that if God isn't in it, what is he doing in it? And
wow.
we're realizing
yeah.
that some of the things that we do is good Christianese. But
mm-hmm.
did the Lord
yes.
put his stamp on it?
Correct.
Did the Lord call us to it? Or have we been distracted by dead works?
Yes.
And
that's a whole
so,
different broadcast.
That's a whole different broadcast, right?
Yes.
But all
yes.
of these things fall into that realm of spiritual growth and development. Why? Because
absolutely.
When the Lord is pruning and he is cutting away, the word says that he even cuts away the good branches so that they can produce more fruit. So when the
more
Lord
fruit.
Is doing a multitask, multifaceted work in your life to bring spiritual growth and to allow you to produce fruit in the likeness of Christ, we have to let him.
Right. Yes.
It's just that simple. We have to surrender and obey to that work. And
yes.
we cannot allow the flesh that does not like the Spirit, right? The word says it's
mm-hmm.
enmity to the Spirit. We cannot
mm-hmm.
allow our fleshly thoughts to come above the knowledge of Christ. We cannot
absolutely.
Get to that place where we're unmoldable and unteachable, because if you are in that place and you are not spiritually growing, after a while, guess what ends up happening? You end up separating.
Right.
You end up
right.
separated from the will of God, and that is a spiritual death.
Right. Absolutely.
So we have to be very concerned. Our spiritual growth needs to be a priority.
Yes.
And we have to be
yes.
concerned if we have been in the Lord 30 years and we have not seen fruit.
Yes, ma'am.
That's not the Lord. The Lord promises
no.
growth. He promises
yes.
fruit. And the only thing that he ever did with something that was fruitless was curse it, and it was a fig tree.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
If we are not growing in the things of God, you're missing out on a promise of God. You're
oh,
missing
yeah.
out
oh,
on
yeah.
the will of God for your life. That spiritual spiritual growth and development is taking you into destiny. And like Apostle said, are you using the right fertilizer?
Yeah.
Are you plugged into
yeah.
the right sources? There's
right.
a lot of things that can cause spiritual hindrance. So
yeah.
as a believer, you want to make sure I'm plugged into the things of God. I'm being fertilized with the word of God. I am caught. I am in the right soil for growth in God. And his promises that are yes and amen will begin to be fruitful and multiply in your life.
Absolutely.
My God.
Absolutely.
So at this time, I am going to, first of all, thank you so much, Apostle, because that was powerful. I was like, who is she going in? Amen. Just powerful. Absolutely. Absolutely. You are amazing. Thank you so much. At this time, I'm going to open up one line at a time, because if we open up more than one line, the noise gets a little crazy. So we're going to do one line at a time. So I'm going to start with the line starting with 9214. 9214. God bless you. Is there anything you would like to add?
Praise the Lord. I don't know about anybody else, but it was like I had tonight a spiritual IV put in my arm. I mean, the
Amen.
Vitamins and the minerals and the nutrients is just, I'm telling you, it is right on time, and it is exactly what I needed. I don't know about nobody else, but it was
yes,
exactly
ma'am.
What I needed. And I thank God for you, woman of God, that came forth and gave me what I needed.
God bless you, woman of God. Thank you so much. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you for joining us this evening. Okay, we are going to move on to line ending in 4191. 4191. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you, Prophetess. Actually, it's Apostle Smith and Apostle Foster. That word for me was encouraging. It's something that I've been saying for a while to a few other people that, you know, I've been kind of trying to help disciple. And it's just, it was a builder for me. It was like another
Amen.
Building block. It gave me more tools to be able to express to people the necessity and the need of having that relationship with God, the importance of actually serving him daily. And it's not something that we put to the end of the day, but it should be something that we do first and foremost and involving him in every aspect of our life. So I just wanted to say that I was blessed by the word and it was encouraging, and I was just blown away by some of the points. I mean, I've got like three pages full of notes
Amen.
That I just wrote.
Wow.
So God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's so good. God bless you, Prophetess. Thank you for all your help. I love you. Okay.
Love you too.
I'm going to move on to the next line. It's going to be the line ending in 6215, 6215. God bless you. Okay, 6215.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be moving. Oh, I'm sorry. Amen. Okay,
I have my
mute
on. I'm sorry. Yeah.
That's okay. God bless you.
No. God bless you. I'm just speechless. I'm just eating everything that she said, you know, just eating and writing at the same time. You know, God is just really just opening my eyes to a lot of stuff that she said that I've been struggling with, you know, questioning God about, but she really helped me to understand it better. So
Amen.
I just thank God for it. I just really
God
thank
bless
it.
You.
I'm just speechless. I'm just
yeah.
Thank you.
Amen. God bless you.
God
and
God
we're
bless
blessed
you.
to know that it has blessed you. and that it has helped your spiritual growth and your development. And we pray that it will continue to grow fruit in your life in the likeness of the Lord. And I just hear the Lord saying that he wants to build your confidence in him. You know, he has yet to let you down, woman of God, and he's not going to let you down now. And I don't know what the circumstance is, but I have an understanding that you could trust him in this as well. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you, Lord. Okay, we're going to move on to the next line. We are going to the line that ends in 0824. 0824, God bless you. I'm sorry, 0848.
Okay. Amen. I had a good time. Everything that was spoken was wonderful. I mean, it was just like the strategies and pathways that was plain and simple enough to understand, but at the same time, heavy and full of glory and complex, that it could feed all appetites and all places where people are in God on the line. And I just enjoyed it because it truly was very informational. And, I mean, it was just like the knowledge to the pathway of sonship and covenant with God. And it was just amazing. And I just thank God because other people just need to know, simply put, just how to become and operate and just live as his son and in covenant with him. So this was very awesome and very beautiful, and I enjoyed it.
Woman of God, if I think your voice is very familiar, so I think I know who this is.
Yes, it's me.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for hopping on. And I just pray your continued growth in the things of God and in your purpose, and that you would really see the hand of God move in this season, this particular season of your life. And I come into agreement, and I know Apostle comes into agreement as well, that you're, and when I begin to talk about how God is going to peel back almost as a banana or as an onion, if you will, the many different layers of his personality, because there's some things that you need to see about God and his faithfulness to your life. And I won't go too far into detail publicly, but we just come into agreement that God is going to show you some things about himself that you've never experienced before, and he's going to confirm his word as he reveals the layers of himself. That's going to be your confirmation. Amen.
Amen. I agree. I have begun to, and that portion, when you begin to speak that, it just blessed my soul because he has been doing it and it has been blowing my mind. And I'm learning him more now as counselor. I'm seriously learning him as counselor now. I know him as healer. I know him as deliverer. I'm learning him as counselor. Some things that he specifically gave, and I went back and looked up, and it was just verbatim. That part right there, I'm truly learning layers of him in it. And it's amazing you pinpointed that specific thing, because that is so very true. And it just brings memories back hearing you, Apostle Stefan, and my big sis, Apostle Kish. We just bring back memories of the old days, too. So it was just a blessing to hear you both going and flowing together in God.
Amen. Amen. I'm over here with a smile ear to ear. It's just funny. but God is so good. And, you know, he's worthy. And actually, woman of God, I actually saw the Lord unlocking realms for you. And what I mean by realms, and Apostle talked about the banana, but this is more of a onion. You know how onions are very multifaceted in their layers, and no layer looks alike. And the Lord's saying that he's going to begin to reveal the layers, the different layers to you in a very dynamic way.
but in a very real way, because he needs you to be able to teach and to train others in that art of prayer and in that art of intimacy. So he's going to make it very palatable for you. But just remember that every layer has its own intricate design. So that's what I saw for you, that there's going to be realms, levels of realms revealed to you for the teaching and training of his people. Amen.
Amen.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you. I receive. And thank you. I humbly receive.
Amen. Amen. Okay, I got to move on. You know what happens. I got to move on. If I don't move on, I'm going to be here all night long. I love you, and God bless. Okay. Let's see. We're going to move on to 3158. God bless you.
Hello, blessings. This is Latasha.
God bless you.
Amen. It was a powerful teaching. It definitely was the truth, and it made perfect sense to me for some things that I've definitely walked through. So I actually took the time to record it just to listen back to it again.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Just so everyone knows, you are always able to come back onto the actual Prophetic Wind website on Blog Talk, download the teachings. They are here forever. Amen. So that is definitely always and will be a blessing. Okay, and for our last caller, we have 1021. 1021. God bless you.
Hey, good evening. Praise the Lord, everybody. I got on late, but what the woman of God just said about listening to it, I enjoyed what I heard, but I'm going to listen to the whole thing. So thank you so much for bringing that out, because that's what I was going to ask. Was it recorded, and could we listen to the entire message? Because what I heard was good about growth and bearing fruit and the different facets of the Lord and how the Lord wants to teach us his character, his nature, and who he is in this season. That was really good for me. That's all I have to say. Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. Yes. So every episode is recorded. And so I let everyone know this is a media platform. So it is recorded. We are in 99 countries. We are also on iTunes, and being picked up by All Heart Radio, everybody. God bless. God
Amen.
Bless. God bless.
Yes.
And
Thank you, Lord. And so
this is the grace of the Lord. I remember when the Lord had us shut everything down in 2017. I tell this story a lot. The only word the Lord gave me is that the seed must fall to the ground and die so that it may produce fruit. And so now we're starting to see that thing spring up and sprout up, and it's growing very quickly. It's growing like a vine or a weed almost, like. And just very excited about the Spirit of God and what he is doing, because this is absolutely his ministry. And so, I'm blessed and highly favored in that regard. And so I'm going to move on to this. I did not tell Apostle, I don't tell any of the speakers, because they'll run before I get a chance to say it. But I would like, Apostle, if you would not mind just sharing how people may be able to sow a seed into your life.
Yeah, you definitely got me on that one. So we'll talk after the broadcast, after my other meeting. If anyone desires a couple of different ways, I am on Cash App, $CHIFF, as in Frank, O-N-F-O-S-T-E-R, Siphon Foster on Cash App. You can go to my website if you desire to give or to sow at www.drdrchurch.com. Chiffon, ChiffonFoster.com. That's www.drchiffonfoster.com. I'm on PayPal. On PayPal, me, I believe, is Dr. Chiffon Foster as well. So, and on Facebook, Chiffon R. Foster is my handle. Instagram, Dr. Chiffon R. Foster, I believe, is my handle as well. So if you need to get in contact with me, the best way is through the website. But those are the different ways that you can give and stay connected through social media.
Amen. 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 And so, yeah, she's going to get me afterward. But, you know, I'll take that whooping. I'll take the L for the team, y'all. Because God is good. And if any of, you know, a lot of you already have the prophetic wind giving apps available. So if you want to send it to Prophetic Wind, I will be more than happy to send it to Apostle Foster. And that will be it. So Prophetic Wind, PayPal is propheticwind@yahoo.com for PayPal, or I think it's paypal.me/propheticwind. That's what it is. And then Cash App is $Letitia, spelled LATSHIA, Gartner, GARDNER, Smith, SMITH. And so those are, and I also have Zeal, which is a newer app. And all you have to, well, you would have to have my cell phone number, which I'm not going to be giving out on here. So so what's the Cash App and PayPal?
Amen.
But God's grace is sufficient, and he is doing so much. And I'm telling you, if you can plant a seed in this woman of God's life, I have watched the blessings of the Lord that makes me rich, addeth no sorrow with it, flow into my life. She truly is good ground. And so big, little, I would be trying to get my seed in the ground. Amen. So
Amen.
At this time, we are getting ready to dismiss the line. We will be back on tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we will be releasing the bombshell. Prophetess LaShonda Jones is going to be back with us. She had so much more to share last week that she basically was like, sis, you gotta get me back on. So she will be back on 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow evening. I will be encouraging you to be here at 7 p.m. promptly. And for everyone who does not know, if you're not in the phone queue, by 30 minutes into the show, it will not let you call in. So I got a lot of texts afterward, 45 minutes into the show, I can't get in. You're not going to be able to get in. So you can listen, but you won't be able to get in to the phone queue. So that will help the body of Christ run on a timely manner. Amen. So,
Amen.
So Prophetess Jones will be here tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and then Thursday we will have Prophetic Wind's own Prophetess Michelle Lopez. She will be teaching on the intimacy of God Thursday night at 7 p.m. Amen. So that will be this week's shows. Just so you know, we are on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday evenings. I try to leave the weekend evenings for family. Family is very important to me. Many of you know I'm going on 24 years of marriage, but I'm 21.
Wow. Amen.
You know, and I have my beautiful sons, and if I can't minister to my family, I can't minister to anything. Amen.
Absolutely.
So I encourage family, and I encourage men and women of God to minister to one another and love on each other and grow your marriages. And we will also be having Marriage on Fire. We'll also be returning with me and Apostle Marcus very soon as well. For those of you who are married and are looking for support in those areas, amen. And so, Apostle Foster, is there anything you want to say before we get ready to dismiss tonight?
I just want everyone to be encouraged in this season, to know that God's hand
is all in this current season that we're all experiencing. God is on the throne. He has not been taken by surprise, and we're going to see the hand of God move in this season. And so as you are traveling through this season, as you're navigating your natural situations, quiet your soul. Turn down the volume of the culture. Turn up the volume to the kingdom, and every strategy, every resource, every supply that you need, heaven is open. Heaven is not on shutdown. Heaven is not quarantined. The heavens are open. You just have to tap in and tune in to the open heaven.
Amen. Amen. And I receive that for myself and for my family. And I pray each of you receive that word that we are under the open heaven and God is looking out for us. The word tells us that he is concerned about those things that concern us, that concern you, that concern me. And so do not think that you are forgotten about. You are precious. You are a son. You are a daughter of the living God. You are precious. And so we give God praise. And so, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this evening. I ask that you will pour back into your daughter everything that she poured out to your people. I ask for multiplication of every seed, Father God, that is poured into the woman of God in the name of Jesus, and that you will give her, Father God, the blessings of the Lord that make her rich out of no sorrow with it. You will give her connections and resources, Father God, that you will open doors that no man could shut, Father God, that you will release, Father God, provision from heaven, Lord God, and that this will be the season of manna for the woman of God. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, for causing the world, Father God, to know the voice on the earth, Father God. And I thank you, Lord, that there is a transformation and revelation, Father God, that is happening around her, Father God, that is going to release the more. It's releasing the more. And so, Father God, we thank you, Lord. We honor you. We give you all of the glory. We pray every day that it not be our will, but your will be done, and that only your words will flow from our lips as you are creating oracles on the earth. And we give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus'
amen.
Name.
Amen. And amen. So God bless all of you. I will see you back here tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Guest speaker, Prophetess LaShonda Jones. God bless you and good evening.
God bless.
Good Father.